You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and a special good afternoon and good evening to our international viewers. I had some people on Twitter yesterday from Australia telling me that they like watching. Really incredible. Kind of mind-blowing. Kind of makes me nervous, to be honest, to know that we are broadcasting worldwide and people on the other side of the world where it is both nighttime and winter. Truly baffling. Truly amazing. Truly incredible. So, g'day, mates. Hope everything's going well down under, and thank you so much for joining us. You know, I was thinking about it the other day. I have to say, Britain choosing to send its convicts to a colony on a continent on the other side of the world has to be one of the craziest things humanity's ever done. It is baffling. Like, it's really a crazy thing, the creation of Australia and the fact that it went from penal colony to this beautiful, very successful country. Really amazing, really mind-blowing, truly. So that's very fun. We have a very, very big show for you today. I have a problem today in that I have several videos that I feel like I have to play the whole thing, except they exceed the limitations that we have because of the commercial break. So I'm going to try to play all of them. I'm going to play the entire 12-minute video of a nurse or a dental hygienist, actually, who had side effects from the COVID-19 vaccine, as well as a young woman who was a part of the initial trial run for children taking the vaccine. And it is incredible. It's really heartbreaking, kind of hard to watch, but we got to watch the whole thing, because if you have considered getting the vaccine, this, if you have any brain in your body, it should dissuade you from that. It should really convince you that it is, frankly, not a great idea. Really not a great idea. We also have a compilation called Unmasked, and it's a guy going through all of the evidence, even before the audit, you know, before any election audit, before any, like, nothing like that. He's just looking at the raw data and going through the very clear evidence that there were very, very strange things going on November 3rd. And that's a 16-minute video, and I really want to play that whole thing as well. So I'll try to squeeze it all in. We also have all of this hubbub about Dr. Paul Gosar and Nick Fuentes, and I might do somewhat of a deep dive into that. I'm debating whether or not to really get into it or just mention a little bit. We'll get into it for sure, but whether we really dig down deep. We'll play it by ear. We'll take your calls, too, and maybe you can let us know what you want to do. But before we do that, I want to play a very inspiring video. It's not the highest quality. It was posted on a Spanish-speaking Twitter, so there's subtitles underneath. But it's inspiring. It's what we need this morning. Here's Alex Jones on Fire.
Because courage and justice needs to be celebrated and needs to be promoted. And we need to stand apart, men and women, from the evil and say, we're never backing down. We're not Chi-Com agents that can barely talk like your God, Biden. We're not reanimated corpses and pedophiles. We're fathers and we're mothers. We're men and we're women. But you know what we really are? We're black, we're white, we're brown. But you know what we really are? We're Americans. But more importantly, we're Christians and we love God, and we're not signing on to your Satanism and your transhumanism and your New World Order. So to all the traitors and all the garbage, know this. We have only begun to fight, and all you're doing is sowing the wind, reaping the whirlwind. All you're doing is summoning the better angels of humans to say no to you. And so I am extremely honored to be in the crucible, to be in the lion's den, to be in the fiery furnace with all of you, the listeners of this broadcast. Because without you, we could not have done any of this. And we have changed the world, and we warned the world what was coming, and it came true like we said. And now countless people are converting to reality, taking the scales off their eyes, the stuffing out of their ears, and they are witnessing the truth and deciding which side they're on.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com and band.video. And, of course, you can support us by going to Infowarsstore.com. And I can guarantee you something. You get what you pay for at InfoWarsStore.com, even on with the incredible specials. Not only are you getting a great supplement, but you get, of course, the shows that we do and also the excursions that we undertake. And right now, there's a sizable contingent of InfoWarriors on the border. President Trump is supposed to give a speech later today. We may be hearing from our crew on the border, including Alex Jones and a number of other InfoWars cast and crew down there. So very exciting down in McAllen by the border where Donald Trump will be speaking later today. We should be hearing from them this morning. But if we don't know that the Alex Jones show today will be broadcasting live from the U.S.-Mexico border where, you know, the invasion continues. But without any more waylaying, let's get right into it, shall we? Let's do our daily dispatch. Here it is, folks, your daily dispatch for Wednesday, June 30th, 2021. House votes to purge Confederate statues from the Capitol. The House voted on Tuesday to remove statues honoring Confederate and other white supremacist leaders from public display at the United States Capitol, renewing an effort to rid the seat of American democracy of symbols of rebellion and racism. I don't know how to break this to you. The American flag is a symbol of rebellion. I don't know if you know this. We were born of rebellion, but maybe they haven't gotten to that part of history in their schoolwork yet. The chamber voted 285 to 120 to approve the legislation, which aims to banish the likeness of Chief Justice Roger B. Taney, Jefferson Davis, and roughly a dozen other figures associated with Confederacy or white supremacist causes. 67 Republicans, including the party's top leader, joined with every Democrat who voted to support the changes, but a majority of the party stood against it. And now they're done. Now that's it. That's as far as it goes. They're done destroying history. Yep. It was all about white supremacy. Now they've done that. They'll stop destroying statues and removing aspects of our history. That's it. It's over now. No slippery slope. Surely this won't continue on. No. This isn't the hill to die on because we'll just let them move to the next hill and then we'll see how we feel about it then. Morons. 500,000 illegals have crossed the border since Harris was named border czar. I thought about this. I thought that can't be right. After all, there have been something like 170,000-180,000 migrants per month that have been caught 6 months since January. Then I realized, oh, no, she hasn't been the czar that whole time. No, she was only recently put into that position. The CBP says around 180,000 immigrants are being caught per month. And by caught, they mean, you know, put on a plane, given an envelope of cash and sent to Iowa. That's what they mean by caught. You know, when they catch people, what they mean is they're wading into the Rio Grande to pick up the illegal immigrants and bring them into our country. We're catching them. Okay. Right. It's like when I catch a bank robber by giving him sack fulls of money and then sending him on his way. In April, agents released 178,854 illegal immigrants. Arrested. I'm sorry. Did I say released? No, I meant released. No, that's right. That figure was surpassed in May when they apprehended 180,034 illegals. And of course, Border Patrol tells us that this is, they only catch about something like a quarter to a tenth of the people actually crossing. So it's a full-fledged invasion, just millions and millions of people pouring into our country, unbidden, unwelcome, uninvited, fully funded by billionaires. There they are with their envelopes full of cash, waddling away. You can see how starved and helpless they are in their clean clothes, with their cell phones. Just, you have to laugh because, the other option is murder. I'm kidding. You don't want to murder these people. We just want them to not come to our country. Like, it's not that complicated. Just don't come here. Just put up a wall, right? It's not that complicated. But no, where the federal government is encouraging this, actually funding it, subsidizing the invasion of our very own country, the states are picking up the slack. South Dakota, Iowa, to send law enforcement officers to the southern border. See, now there will be even more officers there to help facilitate and speed up the ingress of illegal immigrants. You know, the more soldiers we have, the more people we have to, you know, bundle them across the river, put them on planes, give them envelopes full of cash, more and more people sent down to the border. I think, you know, and this is just my humble suggestion here, take all these law enforcement officers that are being sent to the border, send them to Washington, D.C., okay? Let's put a government in charge that isn't actively facilitating the invasion of its own country. Just a thought. Just a little thought. NSA claims no spying on Tucker Carlson in broadly worded denial. The National Security Agency has responded to allegations by Fox News host Tucker Carlson. They've been monitoring the communications between members of his crew with the intention of getting the show canceled, saying that was untrue. What, us? Oh, poor innocent National Security Agency. We didn't do nothing. We would never do such a thing. You just have, everybody who knows anything just literally laughing at this. But there's literally no picture of the actual statement in here. That's interesting. So the statement essentially said, here it is. On June 28th, 2021, Tucker Carlson alleged the National Security Agency has been monitoring our electronic communications and is planning to leak them in an attempt to take the show off the air. This allegation is untrue. Well, but is any of it true? And that's what you got to ask is any of this allegation true? They're like monitoring his electronic communications. Well, yeah, we do that with the intention of getting him off the air. No, that part is untrue. That part is wildly untrue. We're going to arrest him, throw him in jail, put him in a gulag, re-educate him. That's the purpose. Not take him off the air. Don't be silly. But of course, everybody is just laughing wildly at this, and for good reason, because Tucker Carlson said that the whistleblower provided him with his own personal information, like provided him with texts and information that had been learned from emails that only could have been known if the guy had his internal communication. So this isn't really speculation. This isn't really an accusation that Tucker Carlson is throwing out there. He's saying, here's what is happening. Here's what's true. Here's the evidence behind it. The NSA is saying, no, not us. No. We only look after foreigners. Oh, yes. No, we love America. Yeah. Okay. We don't believe you and you're liars and we know what you're up to. So why don't you just come clean? Of course, they're getting called out on this for putting out this statement on a tweet and then blocking replies. You're not allowed to reply to this. No one's allowed to call them out on their lies. And, of course, it's very broadly worded, and they're very, very sure to tell everybody, no, we didn't do nothing wrong. We're good boys. Leave us alone. NSA has a foreign intelligence mission, they say. We target foreign powers to generate insights on foreign activity that could harm the United States, with limited exception, e.g. an emergency, you know, kind of like an insurrection. Like if you have some sort of coup taking place, if white supremacy is your number one concern, and Tucker Carlson, you know, being a conservative, being a Christian, being a white man, is a thought leader in this process. You know, that might constitute an emergency if you're able to spin it that way. NSA may not target a U.S. citizen without a court order that explicitly authorizes the targeting. And, I mean, let's be real, folks. These court orders, I mean, they don't just give them out. These aren't just rubber stamps, right? Wait, right? Oh, no, they are? oh, FISA just rubber stamps anything. Oh, so you actually could have a court order, and that's how you spied on things like the Trump campaign that you've done before? Yeah. Nobody's buying it, NSA. We get what you're up to. We know what you're doing, and we're calling you out on it. So go ahead and deny all you want. That's fine. You won't be punished. You won't be held to account. I mean, God knows you lie right to the face of congressmen and senators while you're under oath and nothing happens to you. So certainly a press release won't be held to account. It's not like we have Republicans in office actually standing up for the fact that American citizens are being targeted by our intelligence agencies for destruction because they report on the illegal activities that the intelligence agency is engaged in. Now, we are just, I was going to say slowly slipping, but no, it's a slip and slide. We're going down the water slide of tyranny into the pool of just total surveillance. And that's where we'll drown. Okay, so we'll finish up with your Daily Dispatch on the other side. Stay with us, folks.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it. Me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdowns
discounts are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Continuing with the Daily Dispatch here. Our good friends of the World Economic Forum are tackling a very concerning issue that I know worries all of us deeply, to the core even. World Economic Forum makes censorship pledge to tackle harmful content and conduct online. Well, thank goodness somebody is getting on this, because one thing we know, the internet is not controlled or censored at all. So finally, the World Economic Forum is helping to generate the will for this. World Economic Forum, an international group that works to shape global, regional, and industry agendas, has formed a new global coalition for digital safety that's made up of big tech executives and government officials that intends to come up with new innovations to police harmful content and conduct online. The scope of the so-called harmful content that will be targeted by this global coalition for digital safety is far-reaching and encompasses both legal content, such as health misinformation and anti-vaccine content, and illegal content, such as child exploitation and abuse and violent extremism. Wow. One thing we know is that the World Economic Forum is good. They are good, and what they do is defined as good. So if you're against them, you're bad and you're dangerous. So, yeah, they're silencing dissent. That's literally all it is. But, yeah, we'll get in a little bit more into that a little bit later. Federal jury tosses Bronx gun case over the racial makeup of the grand jury. Manhattan federal judge dismissed a case against a reputed gang member in a shooting last year because the suburban grand jury that indicted him was not diverse enough. In a 36-page ruling, Judge Annalisa Torres says defendant William Ill Will Scott produced clear statistical evidence that he was indicted by members of a grand jury pool in White Plains with an underrepresentation of Black and Latinx individuals. Torres, who was nominated to the bench in 2013 by President Barack Obama, said Scott had shown the grand jury selection process was susceptible to abuse. I say the government has failed to meet its burden by coming forward with evidence rebutting the presumption that such an underrepresentation was the result of purposeful discrimination, she wrote Monday. Therefore, a defendant has established a violation of his Fifth Amendment right to race-neutral jury selection process. Okay, let me just see if I understand this correctly. The government has failed to meet its burden by coming forward with evidence rebutting the presumption that such underrepresentation was the result of purposeful discrimination. So in other words, they said there's too many white people on this jury. And they said you have to prove that that wasn't on purpose. I guess the government has not come forward with evidence rebutting a presumption, right? You presume something, then I have to come up with the evidence to rebut your insane, just out of nowhere, pulled out of your butt presumption. But then I have to rebut that. But because I don't prove that white people were chosen not because they were white, it's all nonsense. Long story short, somebody was convicted by a grand jury for a violent crime is being released because there were white people on the grand jury. That's it. That's the story. Dress it up however you want. It's insane. It's absolutely insane. White people can't judge black people in this country, I guess. Whew. Here's another story. Maybe just as insane, okay? America's first black billionaire wants his reparations check now. He wants it now. Yes, he's worth $14 billion. It's not enough. He wants your money, middle America. He wants your money, lower income white people. He deserves it. $14 billion is not enough. Just incredible. Robert L. Johnson, the founder of Black Entertainment Television and America's first black billionaire, wants a check. He wants it from the government, and he wants it to come with an apology for slavery, Jim Crow, and hundreds of years of racism. Wow, the number of things I could say about this. Even the billionaires, huh? Even the billionaires. $14 billion. He's got his hand out for a check from the government. You want to know the best part about this story? the absolute best part of that story, it's not a news story. This story was paid for. This story is an advertisement. See, there's a law passed where you could actually have advertisements paid for by corporations that looked like, and for all intents and purposes, was published as a news story. Most deceitful type of advertising. But one of the clauses is you have to somewhere in the article mention that it's paid for. This article was paid for. This article about a black billionaire worth $14 billion begging for a handout from the government, which is just embarrassing, like really shameful, really just like, I don't know. That's doesn't reflect well on you. But who do you think it was paid for? There it is. Vice News writes this at the bottom of the article. This series is supported by J.P. Morgan Chase. Vice News retains complete editorial autonomy. It was paid for. This is an advertisement paid for by one of the largest banks in the country. And Vice News is doing their bidding. Vice News, right? The alternative news. I'll tell you what, folks. If you ever find an InfoWars article paid for, dictated to us by J.P. Morgan Chase, I'll kill myself. I'll bet my life on the fact you'll never find InfoWars doing the bidding of big banks like J.P. Morgan. Vice News, however, oh, they're the alternative. They're the underground. They're the cool kids paid for, bought and paid for by J.P. Morgan Chase, one of the world's largest financial institutes. You people are fools. People are useful idiots to the billionaire class. I got $14 billion. Give me the money of the taxes. Just greed, just endless greed. COVID fraud set to cost UK taxpayers tens of billions of pounds. Fraud and error from a loan scheme to help businesses cope with the COVID-19 pandemic could cost the British taxpayer up to 27 billion pounds or $37 billion on top of the 50 billion pounds a year lost to criminals and mistakes, a report said Wednesday. And on top of it all, the COVID itself and the lockdown itself that caused the need for it is a scam. So we're just getting scammed out of literally tens of billions of dollars. Every decent taxpayer around the world just being robbed blatantly. 8-year-olds in despair. The mental health crisis is getting younger. Yeah, they're saying that the suicide prevention hotline is ringing off the hook. And people who are calling are younger and younger children now having a massive mental health crisis. Mental health crisis affecting adolescents. Treated many interviews with this nurse who treated many children who attempted to commit suicide last year. Interviews with health professionals and data from hospitals across country reveal that while providers are continuing to see a surge in teenagers visiting the emergency room for mental health problem, the number of children in crisis under the age of 13 is also on the rise and has been for years because, well, we live in a sick, sick society that medicates people when they point out problems with the society, when they feel the unhappiness that their body is telling them they should feel, living an unnatural and unfulfilling life, you medicate them and tell them to continue on with it. They say, we'll see this crisis grow into the fall. And of course, they blame this on the pandemic. There's something missing from that, isn't there? A pandemic is released, children kill themselves. I don't see the connection. Now you can put a few more lines in between, a few more dots in between those, and then you start to see the structure that this is taking. The pandemic led to the lockdown, which destroyed the lives of children and kept them in a virtual prison, and now they're trying to kill themselves. That's the connection.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is they've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize, you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender. Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTrue Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it, while you still have it.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. Daily Dispatch taking a little longer today as I can't help but spend a little while on some of these ridiculous stories. We'll try to get through with this segment here, finish up with the Daily Dispatch. New York mayor's race in chaos after election board counts 135,000 test ballots. Now, this story is from the New York Times. It leaves out a lot of the really interesting things about this. Okay, it says the New York City's mayor race plunged into chaos Tuesday night when the Board of Elections released a new tally of votes in the Democratic mayoral primary and then removed the tabulations from its website after citing a discrepancy. The results released earlier in the day had suggested the race between Eric Adams and his two closest rivals had tightened significantly. But just a few hours after releasing the preliminary results, the Election Board issued a cryptic tweet revealing a discrepancy in the report. By Tuesday evening, the tabulations had been taken down, replaced by a new advisory that the ranked choice results would be available starting on June 30th. Then, around 10:30, the board finally released a statement explaining that it had failed to remove sample ballot images used to test its ranked choice voting software. When the board ran the program, it counted both test and election night results, producing approximately 135 additional records, the statement said. The ranked choice numbers then, it said, would be tabulated again. Wow. Strange, isn't it? Isn't it weird how you can have 135,000 test ballots go through, be counted, and have the machines and the people counting it, assumed as if they were real votes? It's almost as if there's no security at all to make sure the votes being counted are actually legitimate. Very strange, isn't it? But, of course, the funny part about this is this big story, I mean, this is multiple pages from New York Times, never once does it even hint at mentioning the ongoing audits in Arizona, the similar claims that were made by the Trump campaign about election security in November. It's like it doesn't even know about all of the claims of election fraud back in November. It's like it just doesn't know, doesn't reference any of them at all, which is strange because it's a very similar story. It's a very recognizable story. And it's very interesting because Eric Adams has tweets talking about how dangerous it is for Donald Trump to have questioned the election. It's something that should not be allowed in a democracy. Oh, but then it happens to him. Oh, suddenly he has a different perspective on it. Suddenly he's calling out what he sees as discrepancies. And then, of course, you have the same reaction to him of people saying, huh, sounds a lot like Donald Trump. I didn't realize you were playing plays from Donald Trump's playbook, right? Mocking him, insulting him, claiming he was now a part of the big lie of Donald Trump. Oops, it turns out he was exactly right. And there were 135,000 ballots that shouldn't have been counted. The New York Times doesn't feel the need to make mention of any of this at all. They do, however, say things that fly completely in the face of everything else they've been saying, because we've heard for the last year and a half, or last, since November at least, most secure, safest election of all time. It should be a crime to question it. In fact, it is. It's terrorism if you question this election. The New York Times goes on to say, the Board of Elections in New York, which has long been plagued by dysfunction and nepotism, this was its first try at implementing ranked choice. It's just like, oh, when it comes to them, they're perfect. They're like, oh, yeah. Oh, it's just rotten. The whole thing is rotten. It's all dysfunctional, nepotistic. You can't trust it in the slightest. And Donald Trump says that, and they're like, whoa, didn't realize you were a terrorist. It's just hilarious and outrageous. In a statement late Tuesday night, Ms. Wiley laced into the Board of Elections, calling the error the result of generations of failures that have gone unaddressed. Adding, sadly, it is impossible to be surprised. Well, I don't know if you know this, but attempts to address these issues that have been going on for generations, according to you, they're racist. So we can't do them. We can't address these issues because that would be racist. Ms. Wiley, this is what your party is telling us. These people just live in a world. It's not even of unreality. It's just like just baseless, like they're just floating around in just a sea of lies, just picking and grabbing whatever happens to, meet their fancy at that moment. Just and everything else that came before, it's just gone, just out of their mind, just doesn't exist. Just incredible. Just absolutely mind blowing. Here's a great story from California. Armed robbers held up a news crew as it interviewed Oakland's chief of violence prevention. Two armed robbers held up television news crews. News crew that was interviewing Oakland's director of violence prevention outside City Hall on Monday afternoon, just hours after the police chief warned of worsening crime amid cuts to the police budget. I mean, they were in a bad neighborhood, City Hall, right outside of City Hall. Just incredible. Just daylight brazen robbery of the chief of police or of the chief of violence prevention in Oakland. Very symbolic that. Here's a story we'll get into extensively later. Fox News runs hit piece against Paul Gosar over fundraiser with Nick Fuentes. Again, we'll get very deeply into this. Here's what I'll say. I'll say this headline should be illegal. GOP Representative Paul Gosar to fundraise with Nick Fuentes, purported Holocaust denier. I'm not kidding. It should be illegal to call anybody a purported Holocaust denier. That's like saying they're a purported baby rapist, right? Like, this is a death knell to any sort of public life to be considered a Holocaust denier. Because here's the deal. You think Republicans are going to come to the defense of somebody who's been accused of working with a Holocaust denier? They'll be called a Holocaust denier. It's like AIDS, right? This is like you can't get anywhere near somebody who's been called Holocaust denier, or now that stench is on you, and you'll be rejected. Because they're playing with your fear and they're manipulating public opinion against you. So the only smart thing to do is stand up against this and go, what does purported mean? What does purported mean? That means that somebody is telling you what Nick Fuentes thinks, and so you're running that as a headline in your newspaper. You can't purport to know what somebody else believes, and you can ask that person, and they'll tell you. Now, the evidence that they have that he is a purported Holocaust denier is literally a joke that somebody else wrote in a chat. And again, we'll get very into this, but it's a very concerted effort to destroy Paul Gosar, and actually a pivotal moment here for the America First movement, because, well, I'll explain it to you later, but just know, if Paul Gosar, if this attack succeeds, this attack that's coming from Democrats, from the mainstream media, from establishment Republicans, if it succeeds, then they will have dealt a significant blow. If it does not succeed, then the America First ideology will have dealt a significant blow to them. In other words, I'll explain that why that is later in the program. CNN, NBC's ratings collapse due to serious credibility problem covering Biden, experts say. They've collapsed by like 75% in some cases, 50% on average. But they're just crashing. Nobody trusts them anymore at all. But let's see some of the hard-hitting investigation that they're doing. Here's clip number three. Here's the mainstream media covering Biden. And see if you can understand what they mean when they say they have a credibility problem covering Biden. What are they, bootlicking sycophants or something? Let's go to clip three.
You're not getting in Rocky Road for infrastructure?
Well, okay, it's kind of Rocky Road. We're going to get it done. Okay.
I mean, without CNN and MSN, how will we find out what flavor of ice cream Joe Biden is eating? I mean, these are the questions that America's want answered. Is he eating Rocky Road? Is he eating cotton candy ice cream? I mean, these are the really groundbreaking, hard-hitting stories that CNN and the other mainstream media outlets are covering with Biden. So who knows why? Credibility problem. Look, the man likes Rocky Road. That's what the people want to know. Two scoops or one? One. He's not greedy. He's not a bad person. He gets one scoop, like a responsible adult. Okay? Heartbreaking. 15% of men and 10% of women in America have no close friends. The decline is most pronounced among men. In 1990, only 3% of men reported having no close friends. In 2021, the number rose to 15%. So in 30 years, we have seen five times as many people say they have no close friends because human connection isn't conducive to a globalist world order. And by the way, Senator Tom Cotton wants Gwen Berry off the U.S. Olympic team after her anthem protest. So that's some good news.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of a system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world. We have to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
I guess we'll get right into it, shall we? Here's the story from FoxNews.com. GOP Representative Paul Gosar to fundraise with Nick Fuentes, purported Holocaust denier. I can't believe this was... let's see, who is this written by? Houston Keene. Houston Keene, purported pedophile, wrote this article for Fox News. Now, he might say he's not a pedophile, but it's been purported by me just now. So I guess... you know, that can be the headline next time people talk about him, if they ever actually do. Very, very slanderous, libelous headline here. Because of how toxic that phrase Holocaust denier is. People, Holocaust denier is such a toxic phrase, people will not defend against its claim even when it's false. Like in this case. Right? Oh, you're defending a Holocaust denier? No, I'm telling you he's not one. But it's like you can't even say that because of how toxic it is. And this is the mindset of all the people in Washington that are seeing this go on right now. And this is sort of the point of this story. This story from Fox News, purported conservative outlet that really cares about the Republican Party and America itself, calling Nick Fuentes a Holocaust denier and trying to separate his ability to have any contact or help in any way a effective America First Republican. But see, this story comes at the heels of dozens of stories over the last several days from left-wing outlets attempting to spread this smear. And this is just the visible manufacturing of consent aspect of a much larger push that's going on behind the scenes. Because what's happening right now is that movers and shakers, lobbyists, people who pull the strings in Washington are going to Republican congressmen and senators and going, look, this Paul Gosar guy, he's mixed up with some bad people. You know, I think maybe be best for you if, you know, maybe you fund or sponsor a rebuke of him in the Congress. Maybe we censure him. Maybe we kick him off of some things. You know, you want to get out ahead of this because you don't want to get tangled up in this. And the Republicans are going, is that true? Is this Gosar guy? Do I need to separate myself from him? And then they go and they see Fox News is reporting on this and other people are reporting on this. And see, politicians listen to three different things. They listen to the MSM because they don't know any better. They think that things that are said on Fox News and CNN actually are true and reflect the will of the American people because they're dumb and old. They listen to lobbyists. And if you want a visual of this, you can watch the second Lord of the Rings movie. And there's a character called Wormtongue. He might as well be called a lobbyist in Washington, D.C., right? These are the ones whispering them. We have your best interests in mind. Really, it's best for you if you do this. I'm just trying to help you here. Kind of like how I saw somebody, Joe Walsh, maybe. I can't remember who it was, but, you know, a former Republican congressman tweeting at Paul Gosar saying, you know, as your friend, I really think you should be careful about mixing up with these people because he just cares so much about you. So those are the two things, lobbyists, MSM, and money. They care about money. And what they're being told is if you don't denounce Paul Gosar, or God forbid you actually defend him against a smear, you'll be cut off from huge amounts of money from massive and important lobbying groups. So here's what needs to happen right now. Paul Gosar needs to carry on with this fundraiser with Nick Fuentes, and me, you, everybody listening to this, everybody who cares about America, everybody who loves our country, needs to flood him with money. Because this is the calculus that goes on in the depraved, greedy, decrepit mind of the politician. They go, if I don't disassociate myself from Paul Gosar, I'm going to lose out on a lot of money. But, you know, I saw the returns of Paul Gosar. That guy got tens of millions of dollars by fundraising with Nick Fuentes. So, you know, maybe I can go with them instead. Maybe I don't have to listen to the lobbyists and the big organizations, the lobbying contingencies that funnel my money. Maybe I can just appeal directly to the American people and I can not have to rely on these people. So that's literally, that's the calculus going on in their head. They're determining whether it's worth it or not. What is the most monetary benefit they can get out of this situation? And if Paul Gosar does a fundraiser with Nick Fuentes and outraises every single other Republican politician in that same time frame, these smears won't have that big of an impact. They really won't. And they are smears because the reason that they're claiming Nick Fuentes is a purported Holocaust denier. I'll read this article here. It says, Fuentes is a controversial figure who's been accused of being a Holocaust denier and has received considerable backlash from conservatives and liberals alike for his rhetoric, both online and offline. Oh, he's so dangerous. Are you scared yet? Are you scared? Let's see. They use the word controversial three times in the first two paragraphs of this article. They say, according to the Canary Mission, an anti-Semitism watchdog, Fuentes has celebrated political violence, spread racism, and promoted white nationalist ideology. My goodness, where are the quotes? Wow, that I can't believe that's true. Where did he say this? You would think that if that was true, you would quote him instead of somebody saying this about him. But you don't, do you? You quote his detractors. You quote people saying things about him as if they know what he thinks. He's spread coronavirus anti-Semitism, which I don't even know what that is. Is that a brand of anti-Semitism? What is coronavirus anti-Semitism? As a special type of anti-Semitism that you can't get anywhere. Limited time only, coronavirus anti-Semitism now available in stores near you. He mocked the Holocaust and promoted anti-Israel conspiracy theories, by which they mean he doesn't support Israel. Well, neither do I. So there it is. Additionally, they say, Fuentes is the founder of the far-right Groyper Army, which was deemed a white supremacist group by the ADL, which has been banned on YouTube and other social media platforms. Oh, well, that's it then. I mean, if the ADL, a racist supremacist organization built on just blatant lies, whose entire job is to defame their enemies, says that he's a white supremacist, stop, then I guess that's it. That's what he is. They decide what reality is now. Fox News is just reporting it. The craziest thing about this, to me, is that they keep showing this clip. They keep showing this clip of Nick Fuentes talking about the cookie monster, talking about cooking 6 million cookies and whether you could do it in the time frame. It's a mathematical question. Like, it's like, oh, it's so bad that what he said that we're going to show it to you right now over and over. We're going to pump it onto your Twitter. Like the ADL tweeted out this video. It's like, look at what he's not allowed to say. Like, then why are you spreading it? And the craziest thing is when he made this joke, and it wasn't even a joke he made. It was a joke from a super chat on his show that was making a joke, and he was laughing at it. I'll talk about what this is like, because the reason I feel strongly about this is because I have been in Paul Gosar's position, right? Sebastian Gorka said InfoWars shouldn't be at CPAC because we were associated with Nick Fuentes, who he called a Holocaust denier. These smears have been going around for a long time, and it's interesting to me the degrees of separation away from so-called Holocaust denial that you can be and still be told you're not allowed to be in politics because of it, right? So I guess I'll get into that in the next 5 minutes. But, you know, Nick Fuentes is basically Nick Fuentes is reading somebody else's joke that the whole joke of it is that they are referencing or sort of just making light of the fact that some people have questions about certain aspects, like certain technologies or certain processes of the Holocaust. So not questioning the Holocaust, not denying the Holocaust, joking about the fact that some people do, but it was somebody else's joke. So you can read somebody else's joke that doesn't even deny the Holocaust, but sort of makes light of the fact that they deny the Holocaust. And so if you're associated with somebody who read a joke that somebody else wrote that doesn't actually deny the Holocaust, then you're a Holocaust denier. Like, this is insanity. It's insane, right? It's especially insane because, like, I was thinking about this last night. And I was thinking about how to cover it. I thought I'd write a few notes. The first thing I write is like, all right, number one, I do not deny the Holocaust. I was just looking at this piece of paper that's like, what am I doing? What am I doing here? I do not deny the Holocaust. Like, that's what I have to come out and say, first and foremost, like, just to cover myself because we're so scared of this label being put on us. It's absurd and ridiculous. And the funniest thing is when this video did come out, this clip did come out and it caused all sorts of anger. Ben Shapiro did a speech where he got up and addressed the mathematical question that Nick Fuentes was saying, and he said, here's how it was done. Here's how they did it. And it's like, okay, cool. Then what's the issue? He's wrong about math? So now nobody in politics can be associated with him? Like, if you have the answer, then that's the answer. Then problem over, right? Like, what's going on here? It's insane.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country. I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better.
Then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. I don't know if you know this, but if you're friends with somebody who one time read a joke that somebody else wrote that vaguely alludes to the fact that some other people have questions about certain aspects, certain processes, what's called the Holocaust, you're not allowed to be in government anymore. No, you get kicked out. That's the rule now, I guess. That's how it is. Like I said, you know, thinking about starting this, just being like, all right, I guess I gotta provide my Holocaust bona fides, right? I gotta really explain that I believe the Holocaust. Like, I do not deny the Holocaust. But you think about it, I can't count the number of times I've heard Nick Fuentes say that. Didn't help, did it? It doesn't really matter. But see, this is the issue, is that if you call somebody a Holocaust denier, that is a stain on their reputation. It's a stain on their character. It basically makes them ineligible for public life in America, even when it's not true, even when the claims aren't true, because no one will come to defend an accused Holocaust denier. That's just the way it is. So do I need to go through what I think happened? Do I need to reaffirm my belief in every aspect of the Holocaust? Do I need to invoke all of the Jewish friends that I had growing up whose grandparents had escaped from the Nazis and the stories that I heard from them? Do I need to go all the way back into my history and tell you that my grandfather grew up for a time after the war in Stuttgart because my great-grandfather was a lawyer prosecuting the Nuremberg trials? Like, is it okay now? Can I talk about this situation with Paul Gosar and Nick Fuentes now? Or am I going to be called a Holocaust denier? Of course I am. I'm already called an anti-Semite and a homophobe and a racist and all this other bullcrap that I'm not, and that I make explicitly clear that I'm not on a daily basis. Doesn't matter. These are the smears that they use to discredit you. And it really is mind-blowing. I was going to play the clip of the Cookie Monster joke Nick Fuentes making, like what all of this hubbub is all about. Just literally just a joke that references questions people have about the Holocaust. Like, I don't know. I don't get it. I guess I just don't have like a religious devotion to this like aspect of faith in the Holocaust. Like, if you want to question it, that's fine with me. There are answers to these questions. It's like Ben Shapiro, like so mad that Nick Fuentes was making fun of, you know, the questions that people have. And he's like, well, here's how it happened. He gives the math. And it's like, okay. So somebody asks the question, you answer it, problem solved, right? So anyway, I'm not going to play that Cookie Monster video. I'm going to play clip 10. Here's Nick Fuentes on the love of America.
That's where traditionalism comes from, is recognizing that your family is not your parents, but your parents' parents and their parents and so on down the line. And you see Western civilization not as something that you were born into, like, oh hey, look at this cool thing. Look, I just found this. But as an inheritance, that people fought for it, people bled for it, people died for it, to create what we have here, which is something really beautiful, something really special, and we have to preserve it, and we have to preserve it for our children. And when people tell me that it's our obligation or right or just that we bring in people who have no respect for it, who hate it, who do spray paint on statues and take them down and destroy them, and they bring over their culture, which is alien and different, and try and infuse it so ours doesn't even look the same, I want my grandchildren to look like me. I want my grandchildren to grow up in a country that I grew up in and have all the same benefits and all the beautiful things that my ancestors created for them. And you look at Italy. You look at Italy today, and I don't think anyone would agree with the trajectory that Italy's on, that in 100 years it will remain Italy. And I see all the countries in the world, particularly in Europe, and only in Europe, really in the world, where our people, our heritage, our culture are being erased. And we never got a say in that. And while we can champion our individual uniqueness, I think you have to understand that we all have our families. All of our families came from somewhere. And that we're just going to wipe them out willy-nilly as though they were trivial and arbitrary constructions.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video. Here, taking on the globalist machine and all of its various nefarious incarnations. Remember, folks, this weekend is the 4th of July. Celebration of our history, our heritage, the rebellion from which this great country was born, this great country and its revolutionary, unique reinvention, the renaissance of republicanism and of representative government that now dominates the entire world, the very conception of human rights, the knowledge that even a small, poor, forgotten group of farmer colonists can take on the greatest empire the world has ever known and, in fact, come out on top. What a glorious thing to celebrate. And we hope that you help us celebrate by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Right now, the 4th of July super sale is on, and there are new deals added every single day. You get free shipping plus double Patriot points, so now is the time to stock up. Order as much as humanly possible because the more you order, the more you're saving. By not having to pay for shipping and getting the double Patriot points. So yes, folks, ring in the 4th of July and celebrate true patriotism by supporting the number one alternative news source for the fight of truth against tyranny. New specials will be added every single day on top of the free shipping and double Patriot points store-wide. So far, these specials include Vazo Beats at 50% off. That one was just added. Pollen Block is 40% off. Survival Shield X2 is 50% off. And the list goes on and on. You got to go to InfoWarsStore.com to find out everything that's on sale. Make your purchase now and do your founding fathers proud. Let them know that just like them, you stand up against tyranny no matter how it cloaks itself. Whether it's in the guise of a king with divine right to rule or petulant, poking, prodding, annoying busybodies. In a bureaucratic system, tyranny never changes, but the fight against it has to, which is why InfoWars is really the next level and the next front on the information war. InfoWarsStore.com is where you go to support us. I want to play this video now. We'll continue it into the next segment. It is heartbreaking, troubling, upsetting, but necessary to watch because it answers the question, is it worth it? Is it worth it to get the COVID-19 vaccine? The reactions, the medical trauma that you're about to hear explained to you is rare, certainly. But it also makes you wonder if these are the most extreme examples of these side effects. What other subtle changes are being made? Because you're going to hear about neurological problems. You're going to hear about physical problems, things like brain fog. It's kind of unquantifiable, isn't it? So how many people out there have gotten the vaccine and maybe they don't even recognize the correlation that just, yeah, they're just tired some days. Yeah, they keep forgetting words or they keep getting lost in the middle of sentences and they don't even know or recognize or, you know, dare talk about this for fear of proving the anti-vaxxers right. So while you may not have the brain fog that this woman experienced that has basically made it impossible for her to live a normal life, you have to wonder how many of these symptoms are being experienced in a lesser degree and how they may affect the entire world downstream. So we're going to play this full video. It's two people. The first is a woman who is a dental hygienist who got the shot and has lost her job and was worried she was going to die. Very troubling stuff. And the next is a young woman, a child, who was part of the first round of the children being tested with this virus. The virus, I should say, being tested on children. So here it is, COVID-19 vaccine reactions. Family describe their adverse responses to the shot.
And since being in such a career, I have always been pro-science and pro-vaccination. Before my vaccination, I was a healthy and active 39-year-old. I enjoyed activities outside, traveling, and crafting with my family. I also cherished my work in a very busy pediatric dental office. I was not taking any medications prior to the vaccine, and I have never had a COVID infection, and I have been tested for proof. In January, my life changed drastically. Immediately after the injection, I felt an odd tingling type dripping sensation in my arm. I had immediate heart palpitations and a feeling as if I was going to pass out. I'm so sorry. And my blood pressure reading was so high that I don't know how I didn't have a stroke. I cannot quote what it was, but as a hygienist, I take blood pressure readings on my patients before I treat them, my adult patients. And it was so high that I was scared in that moment that something was happening to me. I did eventually stabilize. They monitored me for the 15 minutes and then an extra 30 minutes after. And I did stabilize, so they went on ahead and sent me home. When I got home, I felt a little, you know, woozy, a little dizzy. The next couple of days, I just had a headache and just kind of that feeling of unwell, all of the things that I had signed up for to get the vaccine. But it was 3 days later that my symptoms increased and accelerated. I had a sharp stabbing pain in my scapula area that was just this intermittent, like a knife stabbing pain. I had tingling and numbness throughout my body. It ran down both my arms. I also still had the heart palpitations. I had these internal vibrations. And the only way I can explain the internal vibrations is it feels like you have this little electric shock running through your body, like you're stuck in a vibrating chair, like glued into it, and it never stops. I have tremors in my hands, which has made me leery if I'll ever be able to practice as a hygienist again. And like Cheryl, I am so fearful that I may have some sort of neurological issue after this with Parkinson's. They have ruled out MS, but again, they have not told me that I have anything. They can tell me what I don't have. I have swollen lymph nodes, brain fog. I had brain fog so extreme that I would be having a conversation with someone and I would black out. Try to come back to that conversation and nothing was there. Swollen lymph nodes, muscle weakness, unexplained skin rashes. I had convulsions and nighttime seizures. I had to have my six-year-old daughter wake me up from a fit in the middle of the night. No six-year-old should have to do that for their parent. I have also experienced thick, clotting, heavy menstrual cycles. I was so afraid that I literally, and I have it with me, I prepared my will and my obituary for my family because I didn't think that I would wake up to the next day. I have reported my symptoms to VSafe, VAERS, CDC, FDA, Pfizer. I have also sent information to two very well-known research institutes, and I have also reached out to prestigious universities. I've been dealing with this for 5 months. These past 5 months, my severe neurological reactions continue to plague me. Every day feels like I'm trapped in the movie Groundhog Day. I go to sleep, praying, thinking I'm going to wake up the next morning and be better. And I'm not. I've had multiple tests, more than any person should have to go through this time in their life. I have had x-rays, blood work, MRIs, CT scans, ultrasounds, EEGs, and more. To date, the medical community has still remained baffled and unable to restore my health.
Insane. We're gonna come back to this video on the other side. The medical community can't even tell her why she's experiencing this stuff. I don't know. Incredibly troubling. And, of course, her insurance probably is not going to cover it since it was an experimental jab. It hasn't been approved by the FDA. Of course, she won't get any compensation. That's precluded. She's precluded from doing that. So, you know, listen to the government. They'll wreck your life and then do nothing to help. And then they'll censor your video, by the way. We'll be right back.
Bioremediation is a process used to treat contaminating water, soil, and subsurface material by accelerating naturally occurring environmental conditions to stimulate growth of microorganisms and degrade targeted pollutants. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank and is at least 100 times more effective than similar microbial products due to its revolutionary patented delivery system. BioSeptic Pro contains no chemical ingredients and no genetically modified organisms. Visit thebiopros.com today and protect your septic system. That's thebiopros.com. This is for anaerobic septic tanks, and the job it does is unparalleled. thebiopros.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeover is trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate-controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind.
That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ, because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 16% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful at the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
This is not an easy thing to do, guys. But I hope that our conditions will be researched and studied. I hope that we can find a solution and a pathway to health. That's all we want. I would give anything. I would give my whole life savings if I could go back to January 17th and never to have had to experience this in my life. And three, that those that are suffering and that those that will come behind us because the vaccine is still rolling out, that they will benefit from us coming forward and speaking today. We have suffered long enough. I think that we do deserve this time that you've given us today, and we are so gracious that you've taken your time to be here today. But we do deserve to be seen, which you are seeing us today, and heard, you're listening, but we need to be believed. That is the biggest issue. We just want you guys to believe that this is real. We are real Americans. We are real people experiencing these side effects. So I thank you for doing just that today.
Real close.
All right. So first, thank you, Senator Johnson, for the opportunity to share Maddie's story, and to all of you for your willingness to listen. This isn't easy for me, and it's been very clearly emotional, so I'm going to read what I've written so I don't lose track. My name is Stephanie, and this is my daughter, Maddie, and we live in Ohio. On January 20th, Maddie received her second dose of the Pfizer COVID vaccine as a participant in the clinical trial for 12 to 15-year-olds. All three of our kids volunteered and were excited to participate in the trial as a way to help us all return to normal life. My husband works in the medical field, and I have a degree in electrical engineering. We are pro-vaccine and pro-science, which is why we agreed to let Maddie and her two older brothers volunteer for the trial. Before Maddie got her final dose of the vaccine, she was a healthy 12-year-old who got straight A's and had lots of friends. She had a life. She was energetic. She was not like this. Although she does still have lots of friends. Upon receiving the second shot, Maddie immediately felt pain at the injection site. And over the next 24 hours, she developed severe abdominal and chest pain. And the way she described the chest pain, and I quote, "It feels like my heart is being ripped out through my neck." She had painful electrical shocks down her neck and spine that forced her to walk hunched over. She had extreme pain in her fingers and toes. It actually made them turn white, and they were cold whenever you touched them. She had edema. So my husband immediately took her to the ER as instructed by the vaccine trial nurse administrator, which is what we were instructed to do. Her blood was taken for a renal profile and tested. She was checked for appendicitis, which she did not have, and given an IV with some medicine and sent home. However, in the discharge papers from the Children's Hospital ER that she went to, the diagnosis stated adverse effect of vaccine initial encounter. This would be the only time that that was written in her medical charts, but it's in there. Over the next 2.5 months, her abdominal, muscle, and nerve pain became unbearable. She developed additional symptoms that included gastroparesis, nausea and vomiting, erratic blood pressure and heart rate, memory loss, she mixes up words, brain fog, headaches, dizziness, fainting, she fell and hit her head, and then seizures. She developed verbal and motor tics. She had loss of feeling from the waist down and muscle weakness. Drastic changes in her vision, urinary retention and loss of bladder control, severely irregular and heavy menstrual cycles, and eventually she had to have an NG tube put in to get nutrition. All of these symptoms are still here today. Some days are worse than others. Our greatest challenge came when her doctors began to consider an alternative diagnosis. Well, she really didn't have one before, so it was the first one. So, like everybody else, she had lots of tests, but not nearly as many tests as everybody else, and she's a child. Why didn't they do this? All those tests on her. Sorry. So, because they couldn't figure it out, one physician labeled her as having functional neurologic disorder, saying it was due to anxiety. This concerned us, and we didn't agree with it because she doesn't have anxiety. Look at her. I mean, what 13-year-old can sit here calmly, okay, if they have anxiety or mental issues? At one point, they even tried to admit her to a mental hospital. We did seek additional medical opinions, some of which came from this group. In June, we connected her neurologist with another doctor that's doing research on adverse reactions like Maddie's. She was finally provided, but they finally gave her an MRI, did an MRI of her brain, an MRV, and a bunch of additional blood tests. It took 5 months to get that done. Over the past 5 months, Maddie has been to the ER 9 times. And has been hospitalized 3 times for a total of 2 months in the hospital. What I want to ask, Maddie volunteered for the Pfizer trial. Why? Why aren't they researching her to figure out why this happened? So other people don't have to go through this. Instead, they're just saying it's mental. If anybody's mental, it's me. So today our journey as parents to help our daughter Maddie continues. All we want is for Maddie to be seen, heard, and believed because she has not been. And we want her to get the care she desperately needs so that she can go back to normal. Why is she not back to normal? She was totally fine before this. She did the right thing trying to help everybody else, and they're not helping her. Thanks.
There it is, folks. You can find it on Infowars.com. Censored on social media, mother cries for help for vaccine-injured daughter at news conference. And the most amazing thing has been the reaction to this when it was posted on Twitter. Twitter put a warning label underneath it saying it was fake, saying fake news, misleading information. So you are experiencing massive, life-changing, perhaps permanent, and indeed life-destroying side effects from the vaccine. You're telling your personal experience with this, and they say it's misinformation and silence you. GOP Senator Ron Johnson under fire for holding an event on adverse reactions to COVID vaccines. So yeah, he's getting backlash to this, people telling their story. Again, I wonder how many people have had extreme reactions and are hiding it to prove the anti-vaxxers wrong. You'll see it every once in a while. You know, my brother-in-law got the shot, and I couldn't tell why. He was, like, moving his arm around for a long time. I'd forgotten he got the shot. And he's like, and he just, like, left it. He's just like, my bones hurt. If your bones aren't supposed to hurt, man, you should probably tell somebody about that. It's not good.
4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Granny Do-Right. Granny Do-Right, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny, and for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots, or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is a ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars and Band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. Watching us on InfoWars.com, band.video. Support us, please, won't you, at InfoWarsStore.com. Get yourself one of the fantastic products. Support this battleship of freedom against the globalist battalion that we're facing. All right, I got some videos I want to play. We're going to go to some Australian videos here for our friends and fans down under. those few freedom-loving individuals left in that great big island. We're going to go to this. It's Australian politician Jacqui, I think, Lambie, dropping some massive truth bombs about COVID on Brendan Murphy. Let's go to clip number one.
We sort of really can't comment further than that.
Okay, if they say compensation is available through the courts and they're given indemnity insurance to vaccine suppliers?
Correct.
People can only get paid compensation if they go through the courts, so obviously the government would know this, and if it doesn't, it needs to get a handle on the situation. Most people cannot afford to go through the courts. They're delusional. That's the first thing. And by the way, they're chopped. So... And if they, even if they win, which would be an uphill, that would be an uphill battle for them. Do you think that the lack of compensation system has to do with why people are so hesitant to go and get a jab? Well, trust me, Mr. Murphy, as a senator, I'm saying you're not compensated. I'm making that very clear to people out there. I'm not going to sit there and lie to them. So if they, something goes wrong, I'm telling them how hard it is, because that is my job as a senator. So how do you think the government's going to go us by us telling the truth out there to the people that, you know what, if something goes wrong, you're stuffed because your government isn't going to look after you and you're not getting compensation?
I would hope you wouldn't say to the public that if something goes wrong, you're stuffed, Senator. That would not be good.
Well, that's the truth, Mr. Murphy. It takes years to get through a court system. If you do get sick from this stuff, you will get sick. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that's not happening. Well, that won't happen, because I'm not telling the truth, Mr. Murphy.
Okay, Senator Lambie, if we let Professor Murphy respond.
So, look, I don't think I can add anything more to it, Senator. That's been a decision of government to not go down that.
I think that's great. She's just like, I'm going to tell them that they're like, they're going to get stuffed if they have an adverse reaction. I wish you wouldn't say that. It's like, but it's true. So I'm going to go ahead and say it because it's true. Because those people, like you saw earlier in the show, whose lives have been destroyed because they decided to trust the science, trust their authorities and get the vaccine, they've no recompense, no compensation. They are on their own and their condition isn't even being reported on. In fact, they're writing hit pieces against them. So good on that woman. Really powerful stuff. Let's go to clip number two here. Australian senator warns she will inform. Yeah, I think it's the same one. Let's see if this is the same video here. Clip number two.
Contributed to a significant increase in adverse event reports. We currently have about 11,000 adverse event reports for the two COVID vaccines in front of the TGA.
Ultimately, it's a decision of government, and we sort of really can't comment further than that.
Okay, if they say compensation is available through the courts and they're given indemnity insurance to vaccine suppliers?
Correct.
People can only get paid compensation if they go through the courts, so obviously the government would know this, and if it doesn't, it needs to get a handle on the situation. Most people cannot afford to go through the courts.
That's the same one, but it's a great point. You have to go through the courts. You have to sue them, and most people can't do that, don't have the money to pay for lawyers, so they can't do it. We got a lot of news about COVID today. Surgeon fired from College of Medicine for voicing concerns about COVID shots for kids. Clinical professor of general surgery at the University of Saskatchewan and a practicing surgeon in Saskatoon. His name is Dr. Francis Christian. He was called to a meeting today, suspended from all teaching responsibilities effective immediately, and fired from his position in the University of Saskatchewan as of September 2021. There's a recording of this meeting between him and the dean of medicine at the University of Saskatchewan, the College of Medicine, chief medical officer there. The complaint objects to Dr. Christian having advocated for the informed consent of COVID vaccines for children. So this guy has been a surgeon for more than 20 years. He's been working in Saskatoon since 2007. But on June 17th, he released a statement to over 200 doctors, which contained his concerns regarding giving the COVID shots to children. In it, he noted he's pro-vaccine, but he didn't want to encourage, you know, children to be given COVID shots. So he's fired now. So that career is over. Decades of good work, nothing Bob's work would suggest that he's doing anything other than fulfilling his Hippocratic oath, but now he's fired. Senator Rand Paul slams Delta variant fearmongers. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul urged Americans not to let the fearmongers win Tuesday, referring to the latest move to scare Americans into continued restriction with the deaded Delta variant. He said, quote, new public England study of Delta variant shows 44 deaths out of almost 54,000 in an unvaccinated group. In other words, a 0.08% death rate there. So not that dangerous. Certainly not something to reignite the mask mandate or anything like that. But, of course, that's exactly what's happening. I think L.A. just reintroduced their mask mandate because of the Delta variant, saying even if you are vaccinated, you still have to take it. Dozens of schools closed after teachers got very sick from the COVID vaccines. This story from Daily Veracity, which is rapidly becoming one of my favorite news sites, dailyveracity.com, because they don't just do breaking news. They go back in time and create these compilations of all of where this has happened all over the place. So you have Edwardsburg Public Schools. Didn't have enough subs because too many people got sick after the COVID-19 vaccine. Colchester Elementary closed Monday because some teachers experienced side effects, the coronavirus vaccine. Grayson County Public Schools closed Monday. Several of its employees were still recovering from their second doses of COVID-19. Sandy Creek Schools didn't have school on Thursday because employees who received the COVID-19 vaccine on Wednesday weren't able to come into work on Thursday. Farewell School District. Similar thing happened there. Stark School District in Ohio. Newark City Schools in New Jersey. Shepherd Schools had to be shut down for an entire day because the staff were all vaccinated at the same time. Ithaca Public Schools, this happened too. So just massive, massive adverse reactions across the board here. Pro-science mom enrolls kid in Pfizer CV vax trial. 12-year-old daughter suffers severe reactions. That was the video that you just saw because they trusted and... They were betrayed. They have been betrayed. But this story right here brings it all together. This story right here is perhaps the most illuminating story that I'll cover all day. Business travelers from big multinationals get English quarantine waiver. Let me read that again. Business travelers from big multinational corporations get a waiver for quarantine. This is the Great Reset. This is what we've been telling you about. This is the bifurcation of the entire human population into two groups, the elite and the rest of us. And all of these laws and all of these regulations that they're putting into place, we see the way they flaunt them. Remember when Gavin Newsom was caught on his birthday at French Laundry, that ridiculously expensive fancy restaurant in California? You think that was the only time he went out? No, no. If you're part of the system, you get to ignore these laws. And now they're coming out and saying it. If you are with a big multinational corporation, the quarantine laws don't apply to you. That's the way it's going to work from now on. You're either with them or you're a slave.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems, gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com. For anaerobic septic tanks, TheBioPros.com.
Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the InfoWar. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits. And that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Here it is, folks. The headline of all headlines, the headline that reveals it all. From the Financial Times, business travelers from big multinationals get English quarantine waiver. Executives at large multinational companies will be allowed to skip quarantine in England if they are deemed to be bringing significant economic benefit, according to government rules laid out on Tuesday. The announcement prompted anger from opposition MPs and business groups that represent smaller excluded smaller companies. Coming amid backlash about sponsors and officials from football's governing bodies, UEFA and FIFA, being allowed to enter the country for Euro 2020 without having to quarantine. Now, this is the Great Reset. This is the purpose of all of it. This is the whole point. If you're in the system, if you're a part of their establishment, the laws do not apply to you. They're being explicit about it now. It's been implicit for a while. We've seen the way that while locking down their countries to a brutal degree, the leaders of these countries are gallivanting around the world, literally rubbing elbows with each other. No mask, no limitations, no quarantine. Well, they're the politicians, of course. So it's been implicit for a little while. Yeah, we waive the laws. We ignore the regulations of the little folk for us up here. We still get to go out to dinner. We still get to see each other. We still get to go around without masks. We get to travel through the countries. We get to do whatever the hell we want. We're in charge. Well, now it's being extended to anybody in their corporate-controlled establishment. If you're a smaller company and you're trying to go to England to roust up some business, you're still going to have to quarantine for 2 weeks. It's a huge burden, a burden of time, a burden of money. Not if you're a big corporation. It's just incredible. I mean, how this can be allowed to move forward. I mean, how it was allowed to move forward when they weren't explicit about it is one thing. But now they're being explicit about it. Now they're just straight up telling you, if you work for Coca-Cola or FIFA or NFL or, you know, any of these giant companies, they just don't apply to you. The laws just do not apply to you. So if you're coming in to England, you have to quarantine for 2 weeks. You have to pay for a hotel room. You have to stay in that hotel room for 2 weeks. You have to be tested. You have to go through all of this rigmarole just to get into England. But if you're an executive, now the private jet lands, you get in your private car, you cruise off to wherever you want to go, no quarantine, no problem, no issue. You're a part of the elite, the elected, the vested. Not like the plebeians, not like the slaves. They have to go through all of these laws. Incredible. Absolutely incredible. Craig Beaumont, policy chief for the Federation of Small Businesses, says, quote, "There should not be a fast lane of easements for big business while small firms are left behind." I'm sorry, have you not read The Great Reset? Do you not know what these people are all about? This is the whole purpose of all of this, is to create a upper class who the laws don't apply to, and they own everything and have total privacy. Meanwhile, everybody else is subjected to all of the laws, will own nothing, will have no privacy, and are the serfs of this neo-feudal system. It's not your bloodline that determines nobility, it's your willingness to serve the system now. That's what determines whether or not you are elected to this position. Officials say Business Secretary Kwasi Kwarteng. Yes, classic British name, Kwasi Kwarteng. Has been concerned the UK was losing out on major investments in new jobs given that international rivals had similar exemptions. They added their rules were kept deliberately tight to keep health risk low. Incredible. Incredible. Potential eligible activity could include attending a board meeting where the meeting is due to take a decision on whether or not to make a new investment in a UK plant or subsidiary company that has at least 500 employees. So there you go. The big companies now, it's just out in the open. The big corporations will not be subject to the quarantine laws that everybody else will. Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing stuff. Do I really need to explain all this? That this is the purpose of all of it? That this is the neo-feudal system? I don't think I need to elaborate on it anymore. I will tell you that L.A. is now urging everybody to wear masks indoors and outdoors as the Delta variant spreads. Delta plus Epsilon supersized variant is just so scary. You have to wear your mask now, even if you have the vaccine, which I think is a great time to play this video. Chris Sky laying out in very succinct and effective form what's behind all of this. Chris Sky.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel, your business was closed, they took your rights and freedoms, they forced a vaccine on you, and what happened? The same amount of people died, everything is the exact same, and now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class, and that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
Man, he really does put it well, doesn't he? In that minute and a half clip, he really sums up exactly what the entire process is. He was exactly right. I mean, that clip, I think, was over a year ago that he filmed that. He knew the masks weren't going to work. He knew the vaccine wasn't going to be as effective as they said. He knew everything, because we all knew everything, because it's apparent what this entire process is. The one thing he's missing out there is that when he talks about that bifurcation, that separation between the lower class and the upper class, with the disillusionment and destruction, indeed, of the middle class, what he doesn't, or what he didn't know back then, perhaps, is that that lower class isn't going to be free from any of these lockdowns, while the upper class isn't going to be bound by any of them. So it's even more insidious than you expect. These are some of the COVID instructions from the UK saying, look away when passing other people. As if you can catch COVID from looking each other in the eyes, as if it's a curse. Don't look at each other. Don't smile. I've seen another one that said, don't smile at one another. No singing in church, right? It's just, this is a sick, sick hoax that's being perpetrated on absolutely everybody. And they're blatant and open with it. This is the purpose of the Great Reset. Establish a corporatocracy in which those at the head of multinational corporations will own everything, will be able to do whatever they want, and the laws that they implement, that they establish, that they advocate for, and that they tell us we have to follow, they're not going to follow. It really is as simple as that. And they're out and saying it now. People are speaking up against this in the UK, but to what effect, it's hard to say. Deputy Leader of Labour said this is it is the lowest paid working people who have got our country through this crisis, risking their lives on the front line. It's an offensive slap in the face for them, and it shows the government's true colors. The change to only include the largest companies in the UK with overseas links has led to concerns among business groups that thousands of company directors struggling to do jobs during the COVID lockdown will be unfairly excluded. Of course they will. Of course they will. This is a plan by, for, and for the exclusive benefit of the multinational corporations. It's as simple as that. And you've fallen for it. And you've gone along with it the entire time. So now when they're rolling this out, you don't have a leg to stand on. You should have been speaking up a year ago. You should have seen this coming. This was the inevitable consequence. This is what they told you they were going to do. So now they're doing it. Now they're implementing it. And you're looking around wondering if anybody's going to stand up for you. Well, where were you a year ago? You were advocating for this. You were supporting it. Oh, the government's just looking out for your safety. It's looking out for your health. Oh, but if you're rich, laws don't apply to you.
You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility. But I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on. But let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products. Plus, they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air, and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
the globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system. Rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, which realizes a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world. And it's the only choice we've got, freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
So not only do we know that the Democrats love taking advantage of all the dead people on the voter rolls, but you have audio now, audio proof of this plan being executed?
That's right, Owen. Thank you for having me. I have audio. I have video. I have undercover video. I have financial records. I have the ballot applications that were fraudulently filled out. It's all right there. You can go to nationalfile.com and you can see it. Now, here's what I did. I've been rolling with a crew of some pretty hard private investigators, including some former top FBI guys recently. And we were able to get in Texas in a way where we could figure out what they were doing, because I needed to know what the Biden campaign playbook was. And so through Texas, obviously Trump won Texas, but through Texas, we were able to figure out what their voter fraud playbook was, and then be able to figure out what they did in Georgia, be able to figure out what they did in Arizona. And so this has been a long process to get to a point where finally we're going to have some Maricopa County audit results, and states are going to have to make the decision to decertify. What I've put up on nationalfile.com is absolute rock solid evidence that the Joe Biden campaign's Texas political director, Dallas Jones, who was interrogated by the FBI for this behavior, for overseeing a voter fraud operation while employed by the Joe Biden campaign, okay? That creates a precedent whereby the Joe Biden campaign operating in any state can therefore be challenged for an audit, and therefore we can begin the process of decertifying some of these election results. Now, if you listen to some of these audio tapes of private investigators calling up people who didn't know that they had voted, okay, their dead relatives, they had no idea that these people who had been dead for years were voting. Well, we have the absentee ballot applications. You know who was mailing in the absentee ballot applications? None other than Gloria Palmer. Who is Gloria Palmer? A convicted forger. Forgery is her specialty. You know who else Gloria Palmer is? A campaign assistant for the Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee campaign in 2020. So Sheila Jackson Lee's own campaign assistant was mailing in these fraudulent ballot applications thinking that they weren't going to get caught. This was in 2020. We have the financial record showing Sheila Jackson Lee paid this woman in 2020 at the same time that she was doing this. Okay? Meanwhile, Dallas Jones was overseeing this. I have the whistleblower, Damian Thaddeus Jones, who worked in a top role on the Beto O'Rourke campaign, a Democrat who came forward to say Dallas Jones is responsible for overseeing this voter fraud ring. So here's what they do. And I'll just say this. This is the playbook. The Chinese have been caught by Border Patrol, by Customs and Border Protection numerous times, shipping fake IDs through the airport. They were busted at Chicago O'Hare Airport during the election. These are real people who exist in the United States who they feel are not likely to vote. They steal your information online. They print up fake IDs for you in China. They send the fake IDs into the United States of America. I have sworn affidavits that when the Democrats in Houston were doing their rigged drive drive-through voting thing, they were taking IDs that did not belong to the people driving through, matching them up. I have photographic evidence of this, matching them up with people who did not have that identity, okay, and counting the votes. This is how it was done. And so the Joe Biden campaign, when they say they put together the largest voter fraud operation, what they mean is they took existing voter fraud cells, okay, and they patched it together as this network. This campaign with Dallas Jones, this voter fraud operation, it's been going on for years. But if you look at what went on in Fulton County, Georgia, with Ruby Tuesday, Ruby Freedman, taking her little suitcase ballots out in the middle of the night after, oh, the water leak, the pipe burst, right? Who was the supervisor? It was her daughter. Meanwhile, she's making videos, putting them out on social media with, you know, boxes of ballots saying, oh, this is what's happening in Fulton County, guys. They took people who were already experienced in this kind of activity, and they patched it together. They called it the Joe Biden campaign. It's the biggest disgrace in the history of American politics.
That was Patrick Hawley going off yesterday at the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Brilliant stuff. Really great article at National File. Biden campaign oversaw theft of the election. Great stuff.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. The third hour of American Journal. We're going to talk about crime this hour. We're going to talk about some stuff that I'd rather not talk about, but we're going to get to it in this segment. We're going to take your calls as well, opening up the phone lines now. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call at American Journal, 1-877-789-2539. First, some breaking news here. New U.S. Air Force fitness test will feature walking instead of running and modified push-ups as the service is, quote, experimenting with a choose-your-own-adventure physical fitness test. Previously, airmen could walk instead of run only if they had a medical waiver to do so. Isn't that fun? Isn't that great? Comment thing. Yeah, they're too busy studying white rage and making everyone feel good instead of making our warriors physically and mentally stronger. Some other news here. AstraZeneca officially reported deaths and reactions are now out. It stands at 904 deaths and 745,965 reactions, including 10,725 vascular disorders. This from the UK alone. Really incredible. These are just the short-term effects. God only knows what will happen down the line. Now, we're going to let the phone lines fill up here. 1-877-789-2539. Let's see. It's the third hour now. Most people, I would think, are awake. You've had time to eat breakfast. I'm not going to spoil your appetite here. I didn't want to cover this story too early in the morning. I think you'll see why. A question is before us, an option. If I was a betting man, I'm not sure which option I would take. But the question is, which letter are we adding? Which letter are we adding to LGBTQIA+? Is the letter going to be a P? Or is it going to be a B? Because yes, folks, all of those hysterical warnings about the slippery slope, it turned out they were onto something. Because now, in America, in the year 2021, this story is being published by unheard.com. The headline, "Why is bestiality so disgusting?" That's right. That's right. They have to ask. They're actually asking this question. And again, I am sorry. I have to read you this while it's still in the morning. But if I don't tell you about this, who will? He says this, one of the most memorable recent online dramas was the quote, "I want to have sex with a horse" incident. A woman described in fairly graphic terms about a fantasy of what she'd like to do in the company of a horse. And he says, the usual boring, straight-laced prudes on Twitter got on her case about it. And the poor woman became that day's Twitter sacrificial lamb. It was interesting, he says, because at one point she made a pretty unanswerable point. Unless you're a vegetarian, you haven't got a leg to stand on here. The fact is, she says, you're being inconsistent if you're fine with killing and eating non-human animals while opposing sex with non-human animals. They didn't consent to be killed and eaten, yet you're perfectly fine with it. Goes on to say, Jonathan Haidt, in his book The Righteous Mind, talks about a phenomenon called moral dumbfounding. That is, when something is disgusting and you want to say that it's immoral, but you can't think of a reason as to why it's immoral. So you end up simply saying, it just is. One example he gives is of a man going in to the shops and buying an oven-ready chicken. That evening, before cooking it, he does indecent things with it. Then he cooks it and eats it. Is that immoral? Apologies for having chicken, by the way. Most of us want to say, yes, it is immoral, but most of us, especially those in the West and on the left liberal side of politics, yeah, the disgusting side, the disgusting, immoral, destroy everything that makes us human side of politics, is having trouble figuring out whether this is moral or not. Think of morality in terms of whether somebody is harmed, oppressed, or cheated. And when you're making... I don't want to read this. When you're making love to a dead chicken and then eating it, who is harmed? The chicken? This is, this might be above my pay grade. I might not be the right person to answer these questions. Disgust, he says, is a moral emotion. I can feel my wife's moral disapproval when I put mayonnaise on pizza. Oh, my God. That might be the most disgusting sentence I've read in this story so far. But we have in the West somewhat separated our sense of morality from our sense of disgust. It's not enough to say that is wrong because it's disgusting. You have to say it's wrong because of these reasons. And the fact that I'm also disgusted by it is an entirely separate and coincidental thing. No, it's really not. It's really not. Disgust is a survival technique. Revulsion is natural when you see revolting things. Now, they've done studies, and they show that liberals are less disgusted by, like, nasty stuff than conservatives are. Like, for some reason, they can see, like, really nasty images, and it doesn't inspire disgust in their minds. Like, their brain, those parts of the brain that go off, they're supposed to determine whether something is disgusting or not, doesn't fire. And again, disgust is a survival mechanism. It's a human attribute. Morality is not logical. It's actually kind of the point, right? You can actually do really horrible, horrible things if you replace morality with scientific certainty. You can prove all sorts of horrible things are actually good you just plug in the right numbers, if you take the right angle on it, how do you think the Nazis got away with what they got away with? I could sit there and go, hey, it's immoral to take an innocent Jewish family, steal all of their stuff, take them out of the house, and then kill them. I think that's immoral. It disgusts me. But hey, you have the Nazi scientist explaining with very big words how scientifically this is actually beneficial for the wider population. Suddenly the morality that you're attempting to base your protest on is overridden by the logical information manipulation that you can be engaged in. It's really wild. It is really wild what these people are trying to get us to believe. Trying to get you to believe that because you can't, I don't know, justify your disgust with some sort of larger philosophical, academic, philosophy, that it's somehow wrong. You can justify anything if that's the case. Maybe this is just above my pay. Like, I don't know how to react to this, except to say that they are, with increasing success, attempting to override our every basic impulse in order to destroy our very humanity. Most of these arguments would be the same for pedophilia. It'd be the same for anything. You can literally justify absolutely anything when you decide that morality has to be totally objective. It's gross.
What are champions made of?
Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, that's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I started taking high-end fish oil and high-end krill oil more than a decade ago because the scientific literature is overwhelming. It's good for your heart, your brain, your whole body, your well-being. A lot of folks take it before they take tests. People that have arthritis pain, they take it. It's well known for the things it does for our body. It makes our lives so much better.
then I learned about high-grade fish oil and high-grade krill oil. We've got both at InfoWarsStore.com. But with the COVID lockdown, supply chains have broken down, so it's been months and months and months since we've had krill oil back in stock. Well, it's back, ladies and gentlemen, and despite the fact that it's already very fairly priced for the grade it is, highest quality, we're offering it at 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com with free shipping and double Patriot points, because I want those of you that have already been customers to have a chance to get more of it, and I want new viewers and listeners who haven't tried it to get it from us, and then try regular krill oil that is not one-tenth as powerful as ours. This is the highest grade, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being cold, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks.
Adjectives on the typewriter, he moves.
Oh my god. I really can't believe what I'm reading here. This guy's literally making the argument that it's less moral to eat meat than it is to practice bestiality. Okay. All right. It's just like, yeah. Okay. I got to go out to phone calls. Please, somebody save me from this topic that we have bouncing around my head. Let's go to Thomas in Florida. Hate speech law is the topic he called in about. Thanks for calling in. Thomas, you are on the air, sir.
Hello there, Harrison. You may recall that there was a previous conversation about the Canadian bill C-36 for
yes.
future hate speech.
I covered it yesterday, too, yeah.
Similar thing going on in New Zealand. They're now proposing the exact same dollar amount for hate speech, $50,000 New Zealand dollars as opposed to $50,000 Canadian dollars. It's actually very similar value in U.S. dollars. Looks like it's been cut and paste from one piece of legislation to the other, and it's completely in line with your article about the World Economic Forum and their digital hate campaign, which is clearly designed to cut down free speech. When it comes to free speech, they're also banning singing, it would seem. We've had churches in England and Australia and New Zealand all banned from having choirs and people singing hymns and so forth. And now in the state of South Australia, which is where the city of Adelaide is located, the governor there, despite not having one single case of COVID currently on the books at all, has announced that singing, all forms of singing, have been banned for 12 weeks.
No singing. I mean, it's like a parody. It's like beyond anything you could possibly imagine. But, you know, it's a good point you bring up that New Zealand has this law now, and it looks like it was copy and paste. It's because it probably was, because these proposals are not arising naturally out of the, you know, legislative consensus there in those countries. No, they're being given to them. They're being pushed by lobbyists, probably by the world. Well, certainly by the World Economic Founder, whatever I'm trying to think of here, the WEF. But certainly many other groups, like, they're involved in this, and they have international ties, and they have people in every government around the world that they push this stuff through. So, yeah, I think your observation is exactly right. It's the World Economic Forum that is now writing anti-hate speech laws that are being implemented in Commonwealth nations around the country. I think that's a great point and a great observation, Thomas. I covered the story about Canada yesterday, and I did see the articles about New Zealand and South Australia as well. Anything else you can tell us about these laws?
Well, the chief health officer of New South Wales has now warned people that it's no longer sustained exposure to infectious people that could cause you to acquire COVID. And in much the same way that you mocked that British poster that said, look away from people as you walk past them, they're now saying in New South Wales, which includes the city of Sydney, that just walking past someone on the sidewalk is sufficient for you to acquire COVID from them. And they're using that as justification for all these QR codes that are being required when you go into any type of shop. And then if somebody is deemed to have had COVID there in the previous 24 hours, you get a text message telling you and your family to go into quarantine for 10 business days.
Well, unless you're an employee of a major multinational corporation, then, you know, maybe the laws don't apply to you. I don't know. Maybe this hate speech law won't apply to executives at Coca-Cola. You know, maybe all this stuff only applies to us plebeians. But yeah, the Commonwealth countries are really up a creek at this point because they've let it go so far. I mean, they went along with everything. For some reason, missing the fact that if you go along with this, they're only going to keep doing it. Like, this is what bullies do. This is what totalitarian governments do. The more you let them do, the more they take advantage of you, right? These aren't decent people. These aren't good people. They're not just doing their best. They aren't going to stop until you stop them, right? Until you stand up and make it impossible for them to impose their unscientific and incredibly restrictive regulations, they're going to keep doing it. These people think like, oh, we'll just go along with it for now. And it's just like, all right, well, then you know what's going to come to you eventually. I was listening to a story yesterday about this crime spree that took place in Chicago. Guy kidnapped a young man from behind a Quiznos, I think, just like went up to him, put a gun to his head, stuffed him in the back of his car, drove off. Later, he started to do the same thing. He went into a bank, put a gun to the back of a girl's head who was standing at the counter. Apparently a very, very pretty, like 16-year-old girl was depositing her first check she'd ever earned. And he walks in, he puts a gun to her head and he says, give me $50,000 or I'm going to kill this girl. They give him all the money that they have. And he tells the girl, all right, you're coming with me now. And the girl just sat down. She just said, I didn't want to go. I didn't want to go with him. So I sat down and he tried to drag her. And then he eventually ended up just running away and then getting caught eventually. But it's like, that's where we are now. It's like they've got the gun to your head and they're saying, come with us now. You can either stand up to them then, right? You can either sit down right then and take whatever, you know, punishment may come. In this case, it was none. Same thing with all this COVID stuff. When they're like, hey, come with us now, you sit down. You say no. You stand up right then, because guess what would have happened to that girl? She'd gone with the guy. You can only imagine. You can only imagine, right? That's where we are now. You stand up to these people. You don't give in to the threat, because in a lot of ways, it's a bluff. When he says, come with me or I'll kill you, you believe him when he says that. You know how much worse it's going to be for you down the line? Do you have any idea what happens? Well, we don't want trouble right now, so just give him what he wants. Just give him what he wants right now. Well, what he wants is you in the trunk of his car. So that's where we are. We have a bunch of criminals threatening us into capitulating. And the innocent, stupid people here think, oh, we'll just go along with them. We'll just go along with them for now. Maybe the guy holding the gun to your head in the bank has your best interest in mind. Maybe he's just trying to help you. Maybe he just wants to talk for a little bit. All right, we'll just go along with him for now. Can't be worse than this, right? Of course it gets worse. Gets worse until you stand up. So I heard somebody describe New Zealand as essentially a prison colony at this point. You can't leave New Zealand. You can't enter New Zealand. You can't speak freely in New Zealand. They'll lock you down in quarantine. Unless you're, you know, executive at a multinational corporation, a politician, maybe a popular activist, celebrity. If you're in the elect, these laws don't apply to you. Don't even worry about it. No need to concern yourself. Plebeians, the slaves, you should worry a lot. You should stand up for yourself.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is here because there's a war on for your mind. That's why it's been our motto for more than 25 years. And if you research even the UN's own admissions, over 2 billion people on planet Earth out of 7.5 billion have cognitive disabilities, lower IQ because of lack of iodine. That's why they work to make sure iodine isn't in the food, isn't in the salt anymore. Now, regular iodine that you find in food is bound to different minerals, and so it's hard for your body to absorb. But if you get the proper type of iodine, there's three types that are good for the body, it does amazing things. It's essential in the body. But we have our amazing tri-iodine. A big shipment came in, and so we're able to offer it at the lowest price ever, 60% off. That is Survival Shield X3, 60% off with three types of powerful iodine. Tri-iodine is from a patented process that stabilizes the iodine and makes it even more powerful the cellular level. You and your family will love it. It's incredible for your body. Get it at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The globalists are having their revolution, but free humanity has to have its revolution. We have to first recognize this anti-human takeovers trying to enslave the entire biological processes of humans and turn us into these artificial, corporate, controlled slaves. Worse than slaves, just property from cradle to grave of the system, rendered down to be servile minions of the system in a ritual of dominance and satanic control. We have to recognize their great reset post-industrial world, but to realize it's a nightmare dystopia, and we have to promote liberty and freedom that is the opposite of their dystopia. It's that choice, it's that realization that's going to change the world, and it's the only choice we've got. Freedom or slavery, good or evil. It is a spiritual battle, and InfoWars is at the tip of the spear fighting it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. This international edition of American Journal. Got a caller from Australia on the line. His name is Grant. He said he wrote to his local politicians but got no reply. Thanks for calling in, Grant. Appreciate the viewership from down under today. You're on the air, Grant.
Hi, Harrison. How are you going?
Good, thank you.
Oh, that's good. It's like 1:30 in the morning here. I've stayed up especially to watch your show tonight.
Oh, thank you.
I really love your show. Can I just make a plug for DNA Force Plus?
I insist that you do.
All right. I started watching your show just before COVID, and I was really down in the dumps. I was really depressed, and I was actually drooling on my pillow. It was like I had early onset dementia. I'd had a really hard decade. I'm 43. I bought X2, and then not long after, I bought DNA Force Plus. When I got the DNA Force Plus, I had it for 2 mornings and 2 nights running, and I stopped drooling on my pillow. It literally got me out of the rut I was in, and I've lost like 60 kilos. I'm totally active now. I've spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on your supplements. They are amazing. The DNA Force Plus, I would recommend that to anyone who is struggling.
That is really amazing. That's great to hear. I'm very happy to hear that you're in a better place now.
Oh, it's amazing, Harrison. And I really want to say also, I was sort of red-pilled about 2010, and I felt really alone. I was trying to get my close friends and family to just comprehend, and it was like banging a drum, right. And I couldn't get through to them. They're like, yeah, yeah. And I started to realize that repeating myself over and over wasn't working. And I realized that just saying it once, clearly, plant the seed and let them figure out for themselves. But when I found InfoWars, I was just on a game chat room, and someone typed in something about Joe Biden and ban.video. And I typed in ban.video. I copied the URL, and bang, I've watched you up to 10 hours a day ever since.
That is amazing. I'm just
so informed now.
Oh, that's really fantastic. And now you understand that you're not alone, right? That there are millions of people who understand what's going on, who aren't brainwashed. That's always a really relieving feeling, isn't it? Knowing that there's other people out there that you're not the crazy one. You're actually seeing
Absolutely.
The truth.
Yeah. I was like, before that, I just felt like isolated. I was like, I can't get through to anyone. No one else gets it. And then all of a sudden I knew, yep, I'm not alone.
That's fantastic. And it also, you know, it shows people, like, who knows who that guy was that sent that link. But, you know, we always are saying, hey, send the link out. It has an effect, man. Who knows who's reading your post? Who knows who happens to stumble on it? Copy that URL. And enter into, you know, a whole new world that they didn't know existed. It really is a valuable thing to share out this link, because you don't know how many Grants from Australia are sitting there waiting, desperate for something like this, for some sort of community that they don't understand exists and is there waiting for them to join. It's what an amazing story. I'm very, very happy to hear everything you've told me, Grant. You've made my day.
Oh, Harrison, I just want to really thank you. Thank you all so much. You know, I'm doing my bit as much as I can, and I listen to Alex and what he says, so I don't want to be overthanking you, but, you know, I'm doing my bit as well.
Well, we thank you just as voraciously, because, you know, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for you. And trust me, folks, I have the easiest job at this company. I sit up here and I talk and I read things, but the work that goes on behind the scenes is that much more valuable, and so it's everything that you're supporting when you buy things. So I do thank you, Grant. We don't need to spend the whole time plugging. You did call in about writing a letter to your local politicians. When was this? What did you warn them about, and what response did you receive?
So I've started listening to Alex back just prior to COVID, and everything Alex was talking about, the UN policy, everything about how it's destructive to Western culture. So I started just writing to my local member, and I started writing to, like, to Jackie Lambie. I've written to Jackie Lambie. I've written to just about every politician that wasn't far left. And so I've practically received no responses. I didn't receive a response from Jackie Lambie. Now, I was watching the footage of Jackie Lambie, like, saying, oh, these vaccines have negative effects and I'm not going to lie about it. Mm. But about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, she was supporting some legislation and she was, like, crying and, oh, I have to support it, but I can't say why. And we still haven't heard why she supported it. And we still haven't, you know, it's all still a secret thing. And I just thought I'd just, like, let you know that, like, she supported some legislation, some controversial legislation, and she wouldn't tell the people why. Mm. She just stood there and blubbered and wouldn't come clean about it. And it was covered on the TV and everything. So that was about her. But I've written countless letters. My local member locally, he supports the UN. I wrote to him about a report that I saw on InfoWars about when the COVID, when they were stopping hydroxychloroquine,
right,
and ivermectin back in January 2020 sort of thing, or maybe after that, April, they were splicing, they were making human-cow hybrids,
right,
to get the antibodies out as a potential treatment. And right. I wrote to my local member, and I was like, you can't be doing this. You're going to make human cow diseases, and then we won't be able to eat the cows. We'll have, like, cow flu, like there's
mad cow flu disease, or swine flu.
Yeah, we'll have cow flu next. You know what I mean? We won't be able to eat the meat. And he's like, oh, the wonders of modern medicine are great. And I couldn't believe it. He's just totally behind it all. And I'm sorry, I'm running out of breath a bit. Pretty excited to be talking to you, Harrison. I get very little response, and any response I do get is, like, supporting these terrible things that are going on globally. We've also lived this with this Delta variant. We've all been forced to wear mandatory masks now. I rang David Knight back in January or February 2020. I understand that, you know, things are how they are. I had a call with David, and but I appreciated the way he explained a lot of things about Hitler's Germany, about right. how there was a medical emergency order issued that ended up with people in gulags.
Right.
Now, we're having a medical emergency order here now in New South Wales.
And you're building gulags.
Wear a mask.
And I covered the story yesterday. Like, they're building campaign quarantine camps, yeah.
Yes, that's right. And so, like, it hasn't gotten to, I'm not getting threatened to put in a quarantine camp yet, but, you know, it's like I can't go in the shop. The shop are forcing us to wear masks. I've got my InfoWars mask, right?
Oh, good.
And I'm like, I wear that. I'm like, if they're going to make me wear a mask,
you might as well wear an InfoWars one. Well, we're coming up against commercial break here, but I really appreciate your call, Grant. Don't be disheartened. You know, try to get more people to write letters, because as frustrating as it is, doing something is better than doing nothing. And believe it or not, your words are getting through in some way. I'm sure of it. And hopefully you can inspire more people in Australia to stand up against this, because you guys are definitely receiving the full brunt of this lockdown quarantine takeover. And so we need patriots in Australia to stand up against this and recognize what's going on. We're so happy that there are some, including Grant. Grant, go get some sleep, my friend. Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you so much for your support. I really do appreciate it. It means so much to us. More of your calls on the other side. Stay with us, folks. It's American Journal. If you want to support us, you can go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get some DNA Force Plus. Quit drooling on your pillow. It's not good for you. It's not good for the pillow. Get DNA Force Plus.
The scientific dictatorship that I've been warning you about for 27 years has now gone from beta testing to operational. The globalists are out in the open with their planetary depopulation takeover, their robot takeover. But the good news is we've been working and you've been working, and others have been working across the planet for decades to get ready for this, to be able to fight it off. Humanity is strong. We're incredible. And if we're aware of the attack that's happening, we have a real chance of defeating it. If we ask God for guidance, we will defeat it. So prayer is essential, research is essential, getting prepared is essential, and warning others is absolutely essential. And at the same time, supporting InfoWars by buying high-quality products to keep us on air is essential, because they're great products for you and your family, and they're also funding our operation. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com is incredible. A lot of our products that have been sold out because of the supply chain breakdown are back in, like Bodies, Vaso Beats, and others. So get them today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I thank you for being part of the resistance.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone, because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com, because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
I don't like coming to you and saying this could be our last broadcast. Hell, I've been on there 27 years, and only the last year or so have I said that. But let me tell you, the New World Order is breathing down our neck. The big globalist publications are coming after us, and they're doing everything they can to shut us down. So please pray to keep InfoWars on the air, and please support the local station you're listening to as well. At the same time, go to InfoWarsStore.com while you still can, and get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, get some supplements, because it's that money that helps us stay on air in the face of this thing. I need your help more than ever now. I want to keep fighting the globalists, but I can't do it if you don't support us. So pray for us, word of mouth, tell folks about the broadcast however you can, and buy great products that will enrich you and your family's lives every day at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether it's high-quality coffee or supplements or books or films, all of it nurtures the soul, all of it empowers humanity, all of it is pro-human and pro-God. Thank you so much.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years. It is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we're in the final segment of today's edition of American Journal. Remember, Alex Jones and the InfoWars crew is on the border right now, border of Mexico and Texas, covering the Trump speech, which is set to occur later today. His show will be broadcasting live from the U.S.-Mexico border. You're not going to want to miss today's program that begins immediately after American Journal ends, of course. Now, we're going to go out to your phone calls. Last two phone calls I let sort of take up the whole segment. It's because they're international callers. Look, you call from Australia, you get all the time that you need. That's just how we roll. We like incentivizing and hearing from the worldwide InfoWars army that's out there. It's very good to hear from all of you. Let me tell you some breaking news here before we go out to phone calls. Microsoft executive says targeting of Americans' records is routine. Federal law enforcement agencies secretly seek the data of Microsoft customers thousands of times a year, according to congressional testimony being given Wednesday by a senior executive at the technology company. Tom Burt, Microsoft's corporate vice president for customer security and trust, will tell members of the House Judiciary Committee that federal law enforcement in recent years has been presenting the company with between 2,400 and 3,500 secrecy orders per year. That's about 7 to 10 per day. Because remember, when you click that little I agree checkmark in your terms of service, what you are agreeing to is the circumvention of your Fourth Amendment rights and opening yourself up to surveillance by the government, who is working in tandem with the big tech companies. Amazon even has portals for local police where they can access Ring cameras without even needing a warrant. This is a part of the Great Reset, or as I like to refer to it, the Great Merger, where you have government and corporations working hand in hand, the dividing line between them wearing ever more thin. And soon it'll just be a corporatocracy where they have full access to everything, can abuse and circumvent your rights at will, and there'll be no ability to push back against it. So that's where we are. That's the road down which we find ourselves heading. Also breaking right now, Matt Gaetz is calling for Inspector General investigation into any monitoring that the NSA or any other element of the intelligence community has engaged in relative to Tucker Carlson. So Matt Gaetz coming to the defense of Tucker Carlson and demanding that the intelligence agency investigate itself. I'm not holding my breath, but good on him, Matt Gaetz, for actually standing up and saying something about this. We need more brave people in the Republican Party. With that, we go back out to the phone lines. Who has been on the longest? It looks like Samuel in West Virginia. He says the world is under a spell, an evil curse, I might say. Thank you for calling in, Samuel. You're on the air.
Hey, what's happening?
What's up, man?
I'm all about it. I think that this whole planet is under a satanic spell. It's hard to hide it anymore. And I believe that most of the Christians are sitting on their hands because they're do-gooders, and they always want to do what's right, like not drive over the speed limit, wash your hands before you eat. All those things are good and real. But like any good Christian, there's a lot of extremists, and they're extremely laid back, and they don't have a clue. It seems like every Christian I talk to can recite things out of the Bible, but they don't know anything about Satan.
Mm.
And when you look in the story of Job, there's two challenges where Satan challenges God. And at that point, when that happens in the book, everyone's like, oh, God's being challenged. Satan played God. He played him and he tricked him twice. And God's like, okay, I'll let you have your way. Go ahead. Go ahead. Get the human. Take everything from him. Oh, that didn't work. Get everything from him. Take his skin. Put boils and injuries all over him. Well, that didn't work. Now we're in the boils and the injury stages.
Mm.
And the Christians, they're programmed to lay back and take it. And yeah, that's what you're seeing. That's what you're seeing. And I'm out here in the country. I mean, I'm out here in the country, buddy. It's country roads out here. And there are Christians. But when you go in these people's homes, the internet is in these country folks' homes. The younger generation of these country folks who are God-fearing people are losing their children to the public schools.
Right.
And I'm not talking about punk rock 1970s. I'm talking about straight-up communism.
Yeah. No, you are exactly right. I mean, you're making a bunch of good points, but really what you're expressing is at the heart of the matter. Christians need to be more forthright. They need to be, you know, stand up for what they actually believe in, not change their faith and their church's teachings on the whim of what is popular in modern times. It's really Christianity has been invaded by weakness, and it's not good. You know, you need to stand up for your beliefs or they will be taken from you. And that's a really good point Samuel brings up about little kids of these very, you know, faithful, good people. Those little kids, their minds are being captured by the enemies of these people, and they either don't know that it's going on or think it's mean somehow to prevent this from happening. You are surrendering your children to Satan, ladies and gentlemen. So do whatever it takes to prevent that from happening. Thank you for the call, Sam. Let's go to Jay in Ohio with a similar message to Sam. Someone needs to beam him off this crazy planet. Let me know if you find a ride, Jay, because I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I listened to the segment with the people wanting to have sex with dead chickens. That's crazy. And it reminds me of Bizarro World with Superman, you know?
Yeah.
Everything about the world is nutso. And if there are UFOs, I'm right here. Please come get me. Get me off this planet, definitely. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, if only it was that easy, my friend. But, you know, the issue is there's nowhere else to go. So this is where the fight has to be. I mean, hell, there's not even a different country to go to that's better than the United States. So there's no running away anymore, Jay. We're standing and fighting, and we're taking this planet back and trying to reassert some semblance of sanity in this crazy fallen world. Thanks so much for the call, Jay. Let's go quickly to who is on longest. We got another Jay. Jay in Tennessee, who wants to talk about reverse speech. What does this mean, Jay? You're on the air.
Harrison, first off, I want to say I love your show, man. I love how you're funny, but you're angry when you need to be. I love your deep dives on history. I listen every day, man.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I want to talk about reverse speech because I saw you playing the clip from Senator Johnson's panel and that poor mother whose daughter has gotten wrecked by this fake vaccine. And I know that if you watch the fake news, if you watch the liberal media or anything, everybody would say she's lying. You know, they say everybody's always lying, but I know the politicians are lying. I know the regular media is lying. I know InfoWars tells the truth because you guys have a great track record. But I want to know if you've heard of the reverse speech phenomenon because it's a great way to test that, basically.
I don't know what you're referring to now.
Okay, so it's been out for like decades. It's really, really cool. So this guy in Australia, his name's David Oates, he figured out that when you play people's speech backwards, they subconsciously leak out their innermost thoughts. Like some examples of it, he played Neil Armstrong's speech, you know, One Small Step for Man. You play that backwards, he goes, "Man will spacewalk." He did a whole thing on the JFK assassination, and he basically figured out the true story behind it and what was involved by playing tape of like LBJ and Oswald and people like that.
I remember hearing Obama chanting "Yes, we can," and then you reverse that, and it literally sounds just like "Thank you, Satan." That blew my mind back in 2008 when he was first running. In fact, I think we have the clip of this. Let's listen to Obama. His "Yes We Can" slogan in reverse. Here it is.
Yes we can. Yes we can.
Reversed. Here it is.
Thank you, say. Thank you, say. Thank you, say.
I mean, that sounds like "Thank you, Satan." I don't know what you're hearing. I hear "Thank you, Satan" pretty darn clearly. So that's sort of what you're talking about there, isn't it? Jay from Tennessee.
Actually have entire phrases, entire sentences, and honest people, when you play their stuff backwards, it's congruent. Like they basically say the same thing. When you play Trump's stuff backwards, he says the same thing. Now you take somebody like Fauci, you play it backwards, he tells you what he's really thinking and he's afraid that you're going to find out. And this guy, David Oates, has done this he's done this for like 30 years. He got in trouble for it because he actually leaked out some of George H.W. Bush's offensive operations in the Iraq War before they happened.
I'm going to look into that because whether it's planned or not, I mean, it sounds like you're saying just like off the cuff stuff you can reverse and find the truth with. There it is. David is the founder of Reverse Speech. I'm going to look into this because that is very interesting. And, you know, the human mind is the most incredible machine ever created. And it really is mind-blowing what you know our brains are capable of. I wouldn't be surprised if that was true, if the subconscious forming of words played in reverse revealed the true thoughts. That's fascinating. I'm gonna look into that. Maybe we'll provide an update later in the week. Thanks so much for being with us, folks. Remember, Alex Jones joins you live from the U.S.-Mexico border very shortly. Don't go anywhere. InfoWarsStore.com.